Good evening. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. Wisconsin has had mixed results from a four-year experiment of partially expanding Medicaid, which in Wisconsin is called Badger Care. Tim Morrissey reports.
That's the finding of a report from Kids Forward, which says the partial expansion experiment has put a huge dent in the number of uninsured state residents. John Peacock, research director for Kids Forward, says partially expanding Badger Care under the Affordable Care Act has been a good thing.
But that partial expansion is costing state taxpayers far more than a larger expansion, and we're covering 80,000 fewer adults who are now struggling to afford health care. We can do a lot better than that.
While the number of uninsured has gone down in Wisconsin under partial expansion, the report says full expansion would mean 80,000 more adults would be covered. 31 states elected to take the full expansion of Medicaid, and the percentage of uninsured is significantly lower in those states. I'm Tim Morrissey reporting.
Green Bay police are investigating the death of a 60-year-old woman, but they don't consider it suspicious. The woman had taken a taxi cab to her home after she was dropped off. Police say it appears she fell while trying to retrieve a key, then hit her head. Her body was found by a relative. Bitter cold temperatures have blanketed Wisconsin for several weeks. Dr. Rick Broadhead is medical director of emergency services for Howard Young Medical Center and Ascension Eagle River Hospital. He says frostbite occurs when exposed skin is in the cold for an extended time.
Person might notice some numbness or tingling in the affected area. After that, you might notice some discoloration. The first thing would be that the affected area would be very pale or whitish or bluish in color. And then later on, as things progress, you might get some redness of the skin. You'll develop pain and also swelling.
He says frostbite acts like a burn. In extreme cases, body parts might be lost to the cold. Dr. Broadhead says the key is good winter wear to cover the skin and keep your skin dry. He says an old remedy is dangerous, that is rubbing snow on the affected area. He says rapid rewarming is the best treatment. Hypothermia is a lower body temperature than normal.
If we drop below a temperature of 95, a person is going to show symptoms, and that's going to be uncontrolled shivering. Might show some mental confusion. Subsequent to that, literally people would become unconscious, go into a coma, and could potentially freeze to death.
Green Bay police say the woman's death emphasizes the importance of drivers waiting to make sure a rider gets inside their home before leaving. And the cold weather is a reminder that warm clothes are needed, and a promotion started by the State Department of Tourism with local collections has proven a success. The Rhinelander Chamber of Commerce reports the Big Bundle Up exceeded the goal they set for collecting warm winter clothing. Chamber officials say they had a goal of 200 items and ended with 263, including coats, mittens, hats, and more. The collected items will be donated to the Warm for Winter Pantry held the last Saturday of the month at Friendly Village in Rhinelander. The campaign ran from November 16th through January 2nd. And a man who dragged a Wausau police officer with a car reached a plea deal on Thursday. Logan Wenger has more.
Video shows officers trying to remove 62-year-old Bradley Latz from a vehicle in the parking lot of the Cop Shop pub back in April of last year. Officers then tried removing the keys from the ignition. Latz then drove off and an officer hung on for about 15 yards, suffering minor injuries. Latz has now been sentenced to 45 days in jail, 3 years probation, and received a $600 fine from the incident. As part of the plea deal, Latz pled no contest to second-degree recklessly endangering safety and guilty to drunken driving causing injury. Before he was sentenced, Latz told the judge that he was truly sorry for what happened. This is his third OWI charge. Logan Wenger, WXPR News.
Plover Police Chief Dan Ault doesn't believe the public is in any immediate danger, but his officers are investigating reports of a peeping Tom in one neighborhood. Police learned about the situation when a woman posted a warning on Facebook. Patrols in that part of Plover have been increased. Liz Todd said she posted the Facebook warning last month after her husband spotted a person looking in their window at about 10:30 p.m. She says her husband ran to the door but couldn't get a good look at the suspect as he sped away. The weather forecast for tonight, look for more cold conditions, and skies should be partly cloudy with a low around 15 below. Saturday, sunny and cold, high near 7. Saturday night, there's a 40% chance of snow showers. After midnight, cloudy with temperatures dropping to about 8 by 5 a.m. And Sunday, cloudy with a high near 22. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for 6 hours of the Blues. Blues Friday here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.